Alright, so we've done a show this week. Jack didn't press record when he normally does. He was going to wait till the first song had finished, because we cut that out of the podcast anyway. And in doing so, it would save us, well, I mean, 15 seconds at least when it came to downloading what we'd recorded. So he did that. Unfortunately, in his haste to save us such a significant amount of time, he forgot to press record after the song we were trying to cut out had finished and only noticed when we'd been speaking for about 10 minutes. Yeah. In fairness, when it came to downloading it, it was, I mean, significantly quicker. Then it was 15 minutes shorter, so who knows? So the podcast begins at the end of where the first link would have been. Don't worry though, we did re-record it halfway through the show, and I think it's probably word perfect actually, in fairness. As way of an apology, here is a clip from last week's show of producer Sean swearing live on air.
Oh, if you heard that swear on the mic, then why wouldn't you have? Because he said it in the room. We apologise on behalf of Sean and behalf of the Leave campaign.
He will be sacked.
And here it is once more.
Oh.
On with the pod. Adventuring at public appearances at nightclubs.
Yeah, so celebrity interview, who are you going to be interviewing?
I don't think I'm ready to give that away yet.
Should we just find out when we play it?
You will find out.
Well,
yeah.
I'm excited.
I think I might have got his name wrong, actually. And they're gonna, oh, they know it's a bloke now. Oh, no.
Well, is there any point doing it?
We'll see. We don't have much else, mate. What else have we got? We're going to talk a bit about immigration.
Are we?
Welcome to LBC. And, mate. Loads of great other stuff, like this song is from a TV show, etc.
Sure.
Yeah, with Chocker.
If you're looking for a jam-packed hour of radio fun...
I am, actually.
Well, look no further than Radio Bista.
Fantastic.
Shall we have an Oasis?
Oh, go on. What a treat on a Friday.
Here's your Friday treat for you.
Tom and Jack!
Oasis, Acquiesce, on Radio Vista, Tom and Jack, Friday night, live. Noel Gallagher there, sleeping in our souls.
Why are you slagging him off?
Not anywhere else, just in case you... Well, in case anyone thought there was...
Oh, right, I get you.
Bad language in that song.
In case you said arseholes.
Yes. Thankfully, he didn't.
Yeah, thank God. You couldn't say that on the radio.
I really avoided a little slip up there.
A tits up.
Tom.
Yes, Jack.
You foul-mouthed goon.
Bants.
You are not from England.
Oh, yeah. So, all the selfish old people in this country voted out. So now we're all in trouble because we're leaving the European Union. My mother is a dirty immigrant who came over on the boat with just a rucksack and a head full of dreams and a needle full of gack. No, that's a joke. I don't know. I think she was 22. Anyway, my mother is from Ireland.
Yeah. That's it. Have a little gulp of water before you continue with this story.
It's
emotional. Good radio.
My mum padding and bearing over the Irish Sea. So I've got an Irish passport. I don't really know why. I think it had something to do with, you know, when you're a kid, you can be on your mother's passport. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know. Anyway. But I've got dual citizenship. If anyone's listening, thinking about throwing me out. I was born here. But I've had a bit of trouble recently. I started back at this job that I used to do in a pub. 2 days after Brexit, I'd already been back about 6 weeks. This woman said, there was a bit of trouble with your passport, actually. Head office need to see it again. I was going, right, that's weird. She's like, yeah, I scanned it, and then there weren't any numbers on it, and they don't know what to do with it. I was going, why wasn't this an issue in the 6 weeks leading up to leaving the European Union? And this sort of thing has happened with me before. When I was at my infamous Tesco's job interview, the bloke asked my passport. I gave him it. He looked it up and down. I went, yeah, it's an Irish passport. And he's like, yeah, so I've just got to go and check that you're eligible to work in this country. And I went, I am. Yeah, I've got dual citizenship. It's just an Irish passport. I'm a British national. And he went, yeah, it's fine. I'm just going to go and check.
When you got the passport back from him, was it as it was when you gave it to him?
Yeah, there were a few pages torn out.
Ah, okay.
There was a void stamped on it.
Yeah, yes.
Phlegm
in the middle.
So, on that note, today we were looking at, what was it, Leighton Buzzard Online.
Yeah.
Fantastic online zine.
I think it's probably won some sort of award, surely, for that level of content.
I say it's probably the best newspaper in Leighton Buzzard.
Real hard-hitting journalism. We were talking about the UK nationality quiz that immigrants have to... People wishing to immigrate
to become a UK
have to
citizen.
Answer correctly.
Yeah, so you thought you'd test me and see if I'm allowed to stay.
So we're going
to
go over some of those questions to prove Tom's authenticity.
Even though
some of them are actually I've taken from a different sort of Britishness quiz because they're actually not that interesting or funny. Would you believe?
It's in the right place.
So I've tinkered with it a bit.
Cool.
Just for a bit of fun.
Cool, dude.
Wicked cool.
Can I just say, I am like a half-breed, so I am allowed here. This is just a bit of light-hearted entertainment.
Yes.
So they'll be waiting outside with a van for me.
Oh, well, they are already gathering with their pitchforks.
Come on, then.
First question. I should have got a bed for this. Maybe the National Anthem or something.
Do you want
to? No, it's a bit late now, isn't it?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Prepare.
Yeah, maybe,
really?
Maybe. Press record.
Where's the fun in that, though?
Yeah.
Question one.
Go on.
What is the fundamental principle of British life? Is it A, supporting your local team? B, taking part in festivals? C, attending church on Sundays? Or D, the rule of law?
D?
Yes.
Is
well
that
done.
Right? Is it? Okay. So it's not
ding, ding,
local
ding.
Team.
I should have got that app. Yes.
Yeah. Very little preparation.
Is a true or false one for you?
Mm.
As you'll know, the Corn Laws, that's right, the Corn Laws, were repealed in 1846. This had prevented the import of cheap grain. True or false?
True.
Yeah, you're so bloody right.
I'm staying. 4 more years.
I think it's important to know stuff like that, though, if you're coming over to this country.
Yeah, of course.
You've got to know about the corn laws operate here.
The man on the street with a Union Jack tattooed on his head in Wetherspoons doesn't get that right.
Volunteering is compulsory in the UK. True or false?
False.
Yes. Mm. And you've made absolutely every attempt to stick by that, haven't you?
You'd
never volunteer for anything, would you?
What are we doing right now?
Well, yeah, but...
Do we not have to
you're
do
only
this?
Doing
does
it
that mean?
We're free. Free from the chains of Radio Bicester. Another question for you.
Go on.
And here's, again, another one that's really key to living in the British Isles. And a strong reminder. How many people are estimated to have lost their lives in Northern Ireland during the decades of unrest following 1969?
Right.
Is it 2,000, 3,000, 1,000 or 4,000?
3,000.
You're correct.
Go on. Oh, I know about the troubles.
Who split the atom? Isaac Newton? Ernest Rutherford? Denzel?
Oh, yeah.
Or Mike Dean?
I'm going to go Isaac Newton.
Incorrect.
No, who was it? B.
Ernest Rutherford.
Of course it was.
Guy. Well, I don't. How many questions are you allowed to get wrong? I don't know. Before you get deported.
No, I don't know.
Four.
Four.
You're allowed to get four.
Sean's gone in with big fours.
Big fours. Who's the patron saint of Scotland? Saint Andrew, Saint David, Smaug, or Gwen? That's Stacey's mum off of Gavin and Stacey.
Right. I'm going to go Andrew.
It's actually St. David. Sorry, I said Scotland, didn't I? I meant Wales.
Oh, well, I would have got it then.
Yeah, well, you got it anyway then. That's fine. You can have the Scotland
one.
Yeah,
you can stay.
You can stay.
You can stay.
You were close enough. Another question for you. What's the first line of the second verse of God Save the Queen? Is it?
God save the
Queen. Not in this land alone. Come all ye faithful. Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as privilege.
Good.
Or, O Lord, our God, rise.
What, oh God, I don't know, the last one? I've never sung that anthem.
You're right. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hang him in the streets.
I was going to quote the Hound from Game of Thrones then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shame, innit, really?
I've already sworn twice.
Well, final question for you then.
Go on.
You're so close to not being deported. Well done. Who was the first British person to go into space? Was it Tim Peake? June Brown? Richard Ashcroft? Grotbags? Or Helen Sharman?
Grotbags wasn't British.
How dare you?
Well, I mean, maybe it's a trick question. You're not going to go Peaky.
It's actually Helen Sharman, I'm
afraid. For God's sake. I wanted to be an astronaut when I was younger.
Yeah, what happened?
Life. What happened, mate?
You have to be like a proper pilot first. You need...
Yeah, the thing is, I looked into it and like less than 1% of all of them actually go into space. And that's the only reason I wanted to do it.
Why would you even... Why waste the time?
Yeah,
what do you do? What else do you do then?
I don't know. My entire base of that is the episode of The Simpsons where Homer goes into space.
Yes.
That's all my knowledge.
Of so he gets to go...
Yeah, but that was only... Let's not talk about that. I'm just going to end up counting up some Simpsons. Look it up for yourself, listeners.
Well done. I think you've successfully managed to prove that you are British, especially that corn one. You got that one right.
Got a brief reprieve.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have options. If they really want to start chucking these people out, don't give them options.
All right, should we have a bit of the Kinks? Keep it British, son.
Oh, go on. This is very good music for you.
Love it. Twista. Time. The Pinch. All day and all of the night on Radio Vesta. Sorry.
Shambles.
I'm finishing... Oh, good Lord.
Oh, you're having the right day of it, aren't you, mate?
I'm finishing the banana. Tom's having a chin wag. There we go.
They loved a little short track, didn't they, the Kinks?
They really do need to make those tracks longer.
I wish you could have seen, listeners, Jack there just scoffing a banana, grinning away, laughing, smearing banana all over his chin, while the show just falls down around his ears.
I'd happily watch it burn to the ground.
For one
more, I've got me nannies.
Mouthful of banana. Yeah.
That was quite an evil cackle from me there.
Yeah. Right. Enough monkey business.
Here we go.
Done it. I'm back.
Here's the comedy.
I've had a busy fortnight or so. The other week, I traipsed myself all the way to Watford, which, can I just say, is an asshole.
Yes.
To go to Oceana nightclub because a young man who is from Chelsea was there.
I'd say he was made there.
Well, I wouldn't care to comment. His name is Jamie Lang. I managed to get an interview with him when he was in the smoking area. I was really late. It was an absolute nightmare getting there. I had about 10 minutes to speak to him by the time I got there, so I had to run off. And he didn't shut up the entire time, so it's quite a bit longer than the other interviews.
What sort of a chap was he like?
He was there promoting. He's doing some sort of gourmet sweet company. I think it's called Candy Kittens.
Uh-huh.
And that's all he wanted to talk about, really.
Strange.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Radio Vista.
Hello, listeners. Tom here, Radio Vista. I am in a smoking area of a nightclub in Watford where Jamie Lang from Chelsea is doing a public appearance and he's agreed to speak to me. Hello. Jamie.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Yeah, we've done that bit. Yeah, I did that bit already. Sorry, it's not your fault, but I've got about 10 minutes till the last train goes. And I've had to pay like £8 to get in. And that was after pretending to be a student. So, you're here promoting your new sweet brand, apparently. I suppose I should have asked you about that. What can you tell me about the sweets?
Now, sweets are kind of gummy sweets, and they come in like a packet like that. I don't know, can you see that size? Like a brick.
A brick?
A lot lighter than a brick. And they are gummy, and we have four different flavours. Peaches and cream, apple and elderflower, sour watermelon, eat-a-mess. They're all natural flavours, gluten-free. You know, they're the healthiest sweets you can eat by eating sweets. You know, we've taken out all of those nasty bits and, you know, try to keep all the good bits.
Tell me something interesting about yourself.
If you throw something, I can catch it in my mouth. I'm very good at catching things in my mouth. I was skiing once, and my stepdad was on the slope, and he had a Snickers. And I was probably about 20 metres down the slope, underneath the chairlift. I said, can I have a Snickers? He went, yeah. He said, throw it to me. He went, no. And I went, throw it to me. A Snickers? Right. A Snickers?
Went,
I caught it in my mouth. And the whole chairlift, people clapped. It's a very good trick.
A wonderful anecdote. Why are you making sweets for a living? Aren't you going to be famous?
So, I think, you know, so obviously my great-great-grandfather invented the digestive, which is pretty cool. Everyone loves digestives. And the rich tea and hobnob, I think, as well. And I think, you know what, confectionery kind of thing was always in my blood. Maybe that's why I've always been in that kind of industry. And I think entrepreneurial spirit has always been in there. So I think it's kind of within you to do it. And also we hate working for other people, hate being told what to do.
Okay. You've done all this stuff and that. What do you think's been the highlight of your career so far?
What is my highlight of my career? I did this BB... Getting my sweets into Selfridges, that was pretty good. My candy in Selfridges, that was big. I just finished a documentary with BBC One for Sports Relief called Famous, Rich and Hungry, where I lived in supposedly poverty in the UK, people where they go hungry and things like that, for about 7 days. And we raised a lot of money, so that's probably a big highlight. What I realised, people came out of me, was it's like, do you learn, like... Because these families, honestly, live on about £1.50 per day for food. Per person, £1. And, you know, my smoothie up the road cost £4 or whatever, so that's like 4 days worth of food. And people said, are you going to go into this experience and come out, you know, do you know how budget well and do you not spend as much? I said, no, that's not really... Because you can't really change as a person. I think you adapt, you don't really change. What I did realise and what I did kind of sort of experience and understand is that when everything is bad and everything goes wrong, the most important thing in life is family. And people kind of forget that because your family's always there and you take them for granted, but don't, because they're the most important thing. And that's what kind of I learned.
Sorry, so that's your career highlight, is it? Family is the most important thing. No, that's fine. There's no right answers. Now, your publicist has been telling people how hard you work, so how do you relax?
I think running. I go running a bit. Running helps. Going out, seeing friends. I have to be around friends. I have to be. I'm the most needy person in the world. I need to be around people. Or just like puppies. Just find me like a bunch of puppies and I'll be fine. Just things which make me feel better, like friends, sweets, running, things like that. Exercising is key if you're stressed. Run, like around. That's why Forrest Gump ran, because he was stressed.
No.
I think.
No, Forrest Gump was mentally subnormal, I think. You know, the bloke wrote a sequel to that, and it features Forrest Gump as if he was a real person after the film's come out. So, like, Forrest Gump goes on the Letterman show and talks about how the film of his life has affected his actual life. Pretty weird. Sorry, back to the sweets. What's the plan going forward with them?
You know what, the idea, we all, you know, because my inspiration came from America, and so I want to, you know, launch over there. I want to get it into the American market and put all my sweets there and do all those sort of things. And, you know, also with the television kind of sort of side of it. I've always wanted, you know, the reason I did sort of reality and things like that was it was a platform type of thing.
It's all reality, mate.
You know, a lot of people frown upon reality television because it's reality television. And you kind of get a profile for just being yourself. But I always saw it as a platform, whether it was for business or whether it was for TV presenting. And that's kind of the roads I'm sort of using it for. The disadvantages are it's a roller coaster. So, you know, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not. And that's the hard thing. You have to keep a level head. And also, again, people love to judge. But if you, you know, everyone loves to judge. So, you know, you get hate and you get love and you kind of deal with the whole thing. And that's what, supposedly, what's so fun about it. Because you're once the prince and then you're the
pauper.
Opposite to the prince.
Pauper.
I think it's so important to stay grounded and enjoy. Like, life is an adventure. And you kind of go and enjoy that adventure. And if you kind of you kind of think too much about it and you kind of think you're better than this or greater than that, it doesn't work. Just enjoy it. And so, no, I just kind of kept it pretty casual and fun. Everything you see on TV is what I'm like in real life. It's unfortunate sometimes. I think, no, you know what? I'm the same sort of guy. I'm kind of energetic and loud. And that's what I think they portray me as on the show. I think the great thing about our show is that whatever you see yourself as, whatever you sort of do on the show, you are going to be portrayed as that. And people try to argue, go, no, that's not quite what it is. It's exactly what you're like. It's just, you know, you just don't like to see sometimes what you're like.
Yeah. I mean, that's all dynamite. So just a few more questions. As someone who's had every single conceivable advantage in life, do you have any vague, unhelpful advice about chasing your dreams?
If you have an idea, go and do it. People are afraid to go and try things. And the biggest disappointment in life if you
Force Awakens.
You never regret anything. Go and do it. If you fail, who cares? Yeah. Get up and do it again. If you fall down, you can always get back up. Some guy gave me the best bit of advice. And I still remember it today, and he said, business is paid in two currencies, cash and experience. Take the experience first because the cash will come later. And it's very true. And so if you're conscious about you want to go into business and be an entrepreneur, don't worry about making money. Don't worry about that because that will come. Enjoy it, experience it, take everything you can, and then later all that money will come and you will be a success. It's just about taking time and relaxing and making sure you understand the sort of field you're in.
Okay, thank you. I've got to go and get a train now, but yeah, thanks. This has been great. Do you have any final words for the listeners? Or you can plug your sweets again if you want, if it's quick.
They're like sour surfboards or like that.
Forget it.
Different colours.
Sorry,
like,
I've really got to go.
The dream.
But not quite as short, mate.
But they're still dreaming.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Tom and Jack, Radio Vista, Friday night. You're listening live. That was mad.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Hey?
Yeah. God, he wouldn't shut up about that nonsense.
Yeah, he really is keen on those sweet brands, isn't he?
Yeah, it's probably easy if your dad's a billionaire to go and chase your dreams and not worry about making money as a businessman.
The cash will come later.
Yeah. From daddy.
Yeah, when you ask for it.
Yeah.
From your banker millions.
When it's time for your allowance again.
Yep.
No, let's not slack off. He was very, very nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Now, we were meant to have a double bill of tunes.
Are we actually doing this, are we?
In my poor radio skills, I didn't actually start recording the first link for our podcast. So now, Tom, you and I have the option. Do we let the live listeners enjoy a couple of jams? Or do we try and recreate the magic of that first link for our podcasters?
So, are we going to potentially annoy the three people listening live?
Yes.
Just to curry favour with the 15 people who are listening to the podcast?
Yes, just a thumbs up from Sean.
Sean's going yes. Sean wants to annoy them.
All right, so... For those of you listening live, hope you enjoyed the first 5 minutes, because here we go again. Tom, from the top.
Well, is that okay.
Do you want me to play the end of that Chili song?
No, it's fine. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How do we start the show?
Oh, Abista. Hello, I'm Tom. I'm sat opposite Jack, who can't work a computer.
Hello, this is the top of the show now.
Yeah, it's 7:05 of a Friday. You just heard the new one from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Good, wasn't it?
Or as I call them, RHCP.
Funky, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what's been in the news this week, Jack? There's been loads of stuff about this new craze called Pokemon Go.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, one of the things is by a tramp bench by my house, and there's this mad tramp who fell in when he was drunk and that.
Yeah. I quite like that tramp bench, actually.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, it's funny, because I don't really want to go around Leighton Buzzard trying to catch Pokemon, because people keep getting stabbed in the stomach with screwdrivers.
How many times has that happened?
Twice in 2 weeks.
Right.
I don't know if it's the same screwdriver, or the same person, or the same stomach.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
That part by my house, someone got shot there once.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's like living in the projects.
Is it?
Shot. Where'd you get a gun in England? I wouldn't know where to start. Contact us on Facebook or Twitter.
Radio Bista.
Or even like just brass knuckles or something like that, and then we work our way up. Flick knife, whatever.
Yeah.
Illegal animal, exotic pet, whatever. Small amount of drugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely hard drugs have got to come into that chain at some
Not
point.
Not for personal consumption, I just kind of
want to... No.
I got the collecting bug from Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So I want to see how many things I can get like that.
Well, it truly is sweeping the nation.
It is, yeah. Speaking of Pokemon Go, me and Jack had so much fun on the way here trying to get... Do you remember, Jack, we walked past that woman who snatched her son's phone off? Obviously said, no, you don't have to do it. I'm going to catch it for you. Oh, do you remember that?
Yeah, the listeners do,
because we're repeating the first link.
Yes.
Yeah? Are you still glad we did this?
But the listeners in the future don't know that.
Yeah? Okay.
Because of my balls up.
Here's a little Easter egg for I'm getting confused now, whoever's not listening to this bit.
Yeah.
No, whoever is listening to this bit. I remember this the other day. I was at Birmingham New Street once, just popped out for a cigarette. Don't care, Dad. I'm too old now, you can't do anything about it. Just having a cigarette. Bloke came out, asked me for a lighter, just decides to talk to me. Never a good idea. Just got talking, he went,
because you're such an odd man.
No, just because I don't want to talk to him.
Right.
How did it start? I can't remember. He said something anyway about cigarettes. He's like, we need a fag. He went, they're bad for you though, aren't they? And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they're going to kill me. Yeah. And I just went, yeah. And they went, are you scared? I went, what?
He went,
are you scared of dying? And I haven't really thought about it, mate, to be quite honest. I'm just waiting.
How close to your face was he when he said
I'm
this?
Just waiting to get on the shuttle bus. It was about half a metre from me.
Could you...
It was perfectly jovial. It was just a very odd thing to say to someone that you just came up to borrow a lighter from.
You couldn't feel his breath on your neck as he said that.
Also at Birmingham New Street, bloke asked me for some change to use a phone. Walked into the shop and bought a can of lager. That happens to me all the time. Yeah. In Southampton, that used to happen to me all the time. Bloke sold me something saying he needed to get a bus to go and see his mother in hospital. And just anything to shorten the conversation, they can have my money, I don't care. There you go, £2. Bloke walked into the shop, bought a can of lager. Happened again, tramp asked me for some money, just gave me whatever. Overtook us and walked into the bookies where we were going. So then we were just sat opposite him when he was playing the fruit machine.
I had in Leighton, in our hometown, pulled up in a car park, woman...
I've heard of this woman. She's famous for doing this.
She come up crying, anyway. But blocked my... I was sort of used had my driver door partially open, but she blocked me so I couldn't get out, but so that she could talk to me, crying her eyes out, going, I need to get home back to my Hampstead and... My mum's kicked me out and I'm new in Leighton and my boyfriend's kicked me out as well and I just need the money to get back to Hampstead. Do you have any change? Because I'm really scared and I don't have a phone. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you can have any change, whatever.
Did you?
I only had a couple of quid. I didn't have my wallet on me, so I had a couple of quid that was in the little ashtray in my car.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Over the street, straight into Coral.
Were you single then?
Yes.
You didn't think,
come on,
I know the way to Hemel, love. It won't cost you that much.
Free ride?
you haven't got any money, you say? Well, we can think of some way. Yeah, you go.
This is community radio.
That woman was on
you disgust
Spotted Late and Buzzard, though. She's well. Yeah. She does it all the time. How does she cry every time?
Fool me once.
Yeah, shame on you.
You.
Sean says you. Do you mean you meaning me or... Meaning her.
Shame me, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't count your chickens.
Yeah.
Radio mister.
Radio.
Right, I think redoing the first link has gone fantastically well.
Yes.
Should we play a little track now?
What did
we
play like second?
Oasis, Acquiesce.
You want to hear that again? We don't have the time for that.
Not again, because it's the first link.
We've only got 15 minutes after the whole show.
First link, wink. Oh, wait. Should we... No, okay.
Play it's just never going to work. Just the whole thing's fallen apart.
Let's call
it's
all mad. Off. Go on, just
should we play that?
Play your little music.
What did you want to listen to last week? Boys of Summer?
Mm.
Oh, we should have played... Should we play that?
Why have you done that? I thought you had it queued up.
I'll play Dreaming of You by The Coral, because that's like 2 minutes long.
Okay.
And then we'll play Boys of Summer quickly.
Okay, but we still got to fit in it. This song is from a TV show. There's so much.
Oh, good Lord.
Radio Mister, Summer Jack.
The Coral.
Forget it.
Dreaming of You, Radio Mister, Tom and Jack. We are live, and it's Friday night. Hi, Tom. We didn't find if The Boys of Summer is from a TV show or not.
Well, so. There's an episode of The Wire called The Boys of Summer, but I haven't seen The Wire, and I really don't want to start breaking the rules to my own thing.
There's no point.
You know what? I really wanted to play the Red Dwarf theme tune, okay? But guess what?
Theme tune.
Not including theme tunes. So tough. I'll just have to play that apropos of nothing next week.
Well, should I have your jingle, then?
Yes, please. This is a song from a TV show. I like both the TV show and the song, separately and when used in conjunction. Not including theme tunes. So this song is from a TV show. I like both the song and the TV show, separately and when used in conjunction, not including theme tunes. This week's song comes from a little programme called I'm Alan Partridge. I know Jack is a massive fan of Alan.
Love Alan.
Yeah, so do I. It's one of the first things we bonded over, actually, I believe.
Yes, if I recall.
Yeah, and as great as the new stuff is, I think I'm Alan Partridge is probably the definitive Alan collection, especially Series 1, where he spends the entire time in the hotel. I think it almost strays close to being an ensemble piece at times, Jack. I was just thinking that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's the third episode. Can't remember. Let's say A Room with an Alan. Where he
Alan
plays
attraction, something like that.
Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster and his Cults, just before he passes to Dave Clifton.
Mm.
There you go.
There we go.
So, this song is from a TV show. Let's hear it.
Any second now, we're going to have Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
Hopefully.
I'm sorry, mate. The system's being a bit naff.
Do you want me to do it? Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Just like that.
I'm
that
still
was
doing
almost
it.
Spot on.
I'm still doing it.
Keep going.
Come Jack, radio Blue Oyster Cult with Don't Fear the Reaper, for God's sake. Radio Bista, Tom and Jack. So I didn't realise quite how long that was. How long is it? 9 minutes, I think.
5 minutes and nine minutes. Seconds.
God, it's nearly as long as a celebrity interview.
Good gravy.
Oh, another week, eh? If you're listening on the podcast, sorry for the shorter podcast this week. Jack managed to F everything up.
Well, not everything, just the first link.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, you've done very well apart from
Forgive
that.
Me. Mm. Why don't you sit on this side of the desk 1 week, then? Let's see how you get on.
I'm not doing that rubbish.
It will be on fire by the end of it.
I will burn a radio. You'll
have effed and jeffed all over the breathing thing.
Yeah, Sean, did you get in trouble for swearing on our show last week?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
Well, good.
Hmm.
Well, let that be a lesson to all of us.
Speaking of the devil... Who?
Ooh, trouble at the Radio Bista.
What did you say, Sean?
Nothing.
What word was it? I can't remember. The S word. The S word.
No, it was the F word.
No!
It was the S.
I don't remember.
It wasn't the F word. I nearly said it.
Well.
Talk of the devil. Guess whose show is coming up now?
Yay.
It's a Sean's show.
Sean's swearing hour.
The Sean show.
Yeah,
Sean showers.
Pedal to the medal.
Yes.
With Sean. What we normally do is play a metal song in a pop style or vice versa, but we couldn't find one this week. We ran out of time. So
So we just play a regular song.
Yeah. But
I mean, we're playing a cheesy pop song just for the sake of, you know, sort of juxtaposing coming into the metal show. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. Sorry, but you deserve better. We will be better. We'll see you next week. Tom and Jack, Radio Mister.
Ta-ra for now.